Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Many of you have probably tasted cheesecake, sampled it. Maybe you love it. You got to have it. Maybe around the holidays. But have you ever had cheesecake from a can? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
Sounds disgusting.
No, this actually looks intriguing here. Now, after Elizabeth brought in her homemade whipped cream, which you got from a friend of yours at the Packer tailgate party.
Yeah, the recipe,
recently.
And then I went home and made it myself, mm-hmm. and then we posted on social. Now you all are saying, try this, eat this, do
yeah.
this.
Oh, you should try this, you should try that, you should try this, try that. So it's Thirsty Thursday, and your text and social comments have exploded, and we decided, all right, let's see if we can try one of these combos
and that we'll be the
people
judge.
Are suggesting, and we'll be the judge. We'll let you know. This way you don't have to run out and buy this, or maybe you want to run out and buy it and make it for yourself. Or maybe we can save you the trip. So this comes from TJ in Kewaskum.
Hey, TJ.
Posted on your video and said, Oreo plus cheddar squeeze cheese equals cheesecake. TJ in Kewaskum. We're going to try this. I have brought in Oreos, and I also have a can of the squeeze cheese, which, by the way, was very difficult to find in my store. I had to ask someone.
I am looking at this can of this easy Cheese Whiz. I'm not a fan of Cheese Whiz in a can. It says here, made with real cheese.
Yeah. They just stick it in a can with some aerosol and then
440 milligrams of sodium.
It's a little bit of
contains sodium. A bioengineered food ingredient.
Think about
stuff.
This.
How does it say in here, excellent source of calcium?
Because it's real cheese. And, oh,
I don't know,
wait
man.
A minute. The Oreos are gluten-free. My daughter has told me they're gluten-free.
You don't have to sell me on the Oreos. All right, I've got
the... Oh, the Oreos you're good with? Okay.
Hang on. These Oreos.
Now,
I have
wait,
a client meeting later. These Oreos always get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah?
So not only... TJ, we're going to also need some floss.
We're definitely going to need some floss.
So
here.
He says the Oreo and the Cheese Whiz.
So I just squeezed some cheese. Did you squeeze cheese?
Hang on, I'm putting this on here.
It's like weird science. We put some cheese on top of an Oreo, and it's supposed to taste like cheesecake. Now... TJ did not say if we're supposed to like lick the middle and then put the cheese
and
in the middle.
And how much maybe that's cheese whiz do we put on top of this? I just covered the whole thing.
I covered the whole thing too. So you ready to go? Are you ready to try this? You're looking like, you're smelling it. Don't smell
it. I'm smelling it. I'm just not a fan of the cheese
whiz. Eat it.
All right, take a bite.
I don't know. It's not bad. TJ, I don't know how you found...
This tastes like cheesecake.
TJ, I don't know how you found this combo. I mean, are you sitting around after a night of drinking going, I need something to eat, and you squeeze some cheese in your mouth, then all of a sudden you grab an Oreo, and you're like, wait a minute, put that together.
This is why it tastes like cheesecake. So yes, you have cheese mm-hmm. on top of the Oreo. How many times do you have an Oreo crust when it comes to your cheesecake? That's why this tastes like cheesecake.
I'm telling you what,
this
folks.
This is TJ from Kewaskum.
Mixed family.
This is actually really, really good.
You just gotta be very careful.
It's dangerous. I'm just sitting here with Cheese Whiz and Oreo.
That can's gonna be gone.
This is not gonna help anyone with their resolutions for the new year.
No, but during the Packer playoff game, maybe you'll just sit here and just be like, yeah, let's go. Squeeze the cheese on the old Oreo and go nuts. Look at Elizabeth. Holy cow, there's gonna be no cheese left in that can.
I'm having another one. Thank you, TJ.
TJ and Kewaskum. It tastes like cheesecake. Oreo
it's so
and
good.
Cheddar squeeze cheese, everybody.